Well, today, we're going to celebrate something really awesome. God has already been at work even before I started working here. And it was so encouraging to hear the testimony from Desiree and Paris about what God did in the life of Jack Silvis at VBS. And maybe he did it amazing things for other kids too. And we'll hear more stories in the coming weeks. Jack, come on up. I have my book of worship. It's right there. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. And your mom and dad, come on up. Where do you want to stand? Do you want to stand over? You want to stand right here? Or do you want to stand up here? Do you want people to see you? Do you want to be taller? Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. You guys can come up. So, okay, Jack. What this is called is from the United Methodist Book of Worship. It's on page 588. I know you don't have it, but I'm just letting you know that this is legit. This is authorized. This is by the book. And this is a celebration of new beginnings in faith. Brothers and sisters, from time to time, we experience a new beginning in our faith journey when the Holy Spirit breaks into our lives to inspire us, to lead us, and to deepen our commitment to Christ. Today, we praise the Lord for what is happening in Jack's life. And then we also have a scripture that the Lord gave me to read. Do we have that, Dean? It's okay, I can find it. I was praying about what captures what happened to Jack. I wanted to share this. In 1 Peter... is it in the bulletin? Oh. No, oh, I'm so... Thank you, Desiree. You are a lifesaver. Okay. May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ be blessed. On account of his vast mercy, he has given us new birth. You have been born anew into a living hope, Jack, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have a pure and enduring inheritance that cannot perish, an inheritance that is presently kept safe in heaven for you. Through his faithfulness, you are guarded by God's power so that you can receive the salvation he is ready to reveal in the last time. And you now rejoice in this hope, even if it is necessary for you to be distressed for a short time by various trials, because it won't be easy. This is necessary so that your faith may be found genuine. Your faith is more valuable than gold, which will be destroyed even though it is tested by fire. Your genuine faith will result in praise and glory and honor for you when Jesus Christ is revealed. And although you've never seen him, you love him. Even though you don't see him now, you trust him. And so rejoice with a glorious joy that is too much for words. You are receiving the goal of your faith, salvation. So Jack's going to share just a little bit of how Jesus changed his life at VBS. And I hope you all listen and are going to get ready to celebrate. I'm talking like cheering at a football game, celebrate. This is awesome. Hi, Jack.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you what happened at VBS. You were praying and I accepted God into my life. I told God that I'm sorry for my sins and I believe that Jesus is my Savior. I can't explain how I felt, but I felt different. Now I am more joyful and hopeful. Now I am a Christian.
Expect more of this. Okay. All right. So now we have a response. Jack, we rejoice in your experience and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. In the love of God, we encourage you. In the love of Christ, we encourage you and pray that God will continue to bless you. To God's name be glory and praise. Hallelujah. So now I'm going to pray for Jack. Desiree, can you hold this up for me? Thanks. This one. Sorry. It's the red ribbon. There we go. Okay. All right. Let's pray for Jack. And would you mind just sticking out your hands if you're comfortable with doing so? We're all going to lay hands on Jack this way. All right, Jack. Or you want me to hold your hand? Okay, I'll put my hand on your hand. Is that all right? All right. Oh, God, we pray for Jack Silvis. And like a good shepherd searching for a lost lamb, and like a woman looking for a lost coin, like a father redeeming his son, your love is rich beyond our deserving. You never forsake us, no matter how far we move from you. And we thank you for all you have done for Jack. Strengthen him by your Holy Spirit, that he may grow in faith and increase in love for you. May his service and witness bring you honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, Jack, I'm going to anoint you with the same oil that they gave to Jesus when he was born and later he was anointed with before his time had come. I'm going to make a sign of the cross. Is that okay? Okay. Yeah, a little. That's okay. Okay. Jack, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you are a child of God, a servant of Christ, and a temple of the Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you and keep you in eternal life. Amen. Now let's sing. Jesus loves me. This I know.